Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left tonight. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 28th day of November, Tuesday, 2023. And our producer is Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Man, feel free just to jump in, and maybe you can teach us old guys something, huh?
I don't know about that.
All righty, there you go. And speaking of old guys, he's a legend. He's a legend in his own time out there in Missouri. None other than the parson, Joel Larson.
I guess I am old.
And so,
we both are getting a little, what they call out here in the West, long in the tooth, but still here, ready to go to work.
Yep. We're old and bold, right? We're not cold. Now
we're bold, yep.
Okay, so we're going to pick up where we left off, Joe. Fear God and God alone in Philippians chapter 4, and we pick it up in verse 6. So let's take them a verse at a time, okay? And be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known and made unto God. Now, remember, we talked about that yesterday when it says be careful about nothing, for nothing, right?
Trust in the Lord that he will provide, and that's called faith, isn't it?
Absolutely. So he says to worry about nothing because we can pray about everything, huh? That's what he's saying here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
and it says in a way we pray with thanksgiving. We can be thankful for what we have, what you've given us, and we can still ask him if we have a need. But as we pray, we always need to remember to be thankful for even one of the things people don't think of, all the things he's protected us from that we didn't even see. Possibility of accidents on a highway, illnesses, viruses that pass by us, you know, all kinds of things that didn't happen to us. So just every day should be a day of thanksgiving and prayer.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, the enemy wants to discourage us. The enemy out there, that's their main goal is to keep continuously throwing evil at us and trying to dishearten people, discourage people. There's no...
make us afraid.
Right. And so here now, but now there's a lot in this next verse. There's a lot in this next verse, right?
Right.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Let's stop right there. True.
Oh, boy, that could be a whole sermon.
How would that affect, let's say, what you learn in the public school system?
A lot of that is propaganda, narrative, lies, revisionist history. Out here we call a lot of it like manure in the pasture. There's spreading a lot of it around.
What about the mainstream media, NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, MBC?
Outright lies, distortion.
Okay. What about most of what's on the Internet today?
Not worth actually our time looking at it, because most of it's wrong, addictive, titillating, drawing our attention away from things that we should be focusing on.
So I've got to tell you this, because see, this happens. I have people coming to me, Joe. You know, it says 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, silly women, never ever learning but never able to learn the truth.
Right.
Well, and mostly, and these aren't women that are unsaved women. I'm talking about women that I happen to know, but there's a lack of discernment in so many areas. And I have people actually telling me that, well, lately they're saying Donald Trump is not Donald Trump. This is the latest. Donald, he's an actor. Well, no. And I'm telling these ladies, please don't fall for this stuff. That Donald Trump out there is the genuine Donald Trump. Don't fall for this, okay? Remember, they had Hillary Clinton executed at Gitmo back in 2016. That was not the real Hillary Clinton. Believe me, I know Hillary. No one can be more Hillary than Hillary. That's Hillary, okay? She was not executed at Gitmo, okay? No, I'm not kidding you. This is some of what I have.
I have to laugh because otherwise it's almost something that would want to make you cry because it's so darn stupid.
Well, you know, again, what's happening is they're getting all this stuff on the Internet, okay? They're picking all of this stuff up and they're buying into a whole lot of it, okay? Remember that judge... Jewish judge that died, the old elderly woman here.
That had the Judge Judy.
I'm trying to think of her. One of the senior moments right now, but they've had her dead for years. And that was a replacement. No. Another one is this, that that JFK was actually still alive until the last couple of years. And Donald Trump was actually talking to him. Now, folks, listen to me. I'm not kidding you. This is some of what people are coming to me with, okay? And, folks, again, I mean, we always laugh about Elvis is working at a 7-Eleven store someplace, and
yeah.
You know, but no, but these people are serious. They're serious, okay?
Well, we've come up with some things that a lot of people found hard to believe, that we researched, we verified, we looked at different sources. It wasn't just some rumor on the Internet. There were sources, there were people who would back it up and, you know, collaborate. And that's the difference. We spent a lot of time doing that, making sure that, like when we called Barack Obama a sodomite, we talked to people who knew him, saw him in men's clubs, different things. People were willing to testify that he was dating older white men. It was something that we didn't just throw out there because we heard something. We spent the time to track it down, and yes, there was enough proof that we felt like we could put it out there. You know?
Okay. You're right. And so, and that's what you have to do. You have to really... today, especially, you have to be sure about things. And if you're not
right.
sure, you have
not,
to say...
Don't listen to it.
Right. If you're not sure, you have to say, we have not been able to document this or to verify this. This is what I'm telling you is what we're being told, but we don't know. You'll have to make up your own mind on this, okay?
It sounds like a lot of these women, they're listening because it's kind of like gossip. They don't have enough gossip, so they're looking for gossip on the Internet. And that's where they're coming up with this stuff. To me, it just sounds like unverified gossip.
Well, yeah, what's happening, because of the days that we're living in today, because nothing is the way it seems to be, okay, with no, yeah, just like, for example, not just the women, not just the women. There's a whole lot of people out there that are convinced that Joe Biden is not Joe Biden. His ears are in the wrong place. You can see on his neck, you can see things. I mean, a lot of people think that Joe Biden is, you know, they've had the two or three Joe Bidens, okay? And now, and the reason for this is because the day that we're living in, yeah, there is a lot of very strange things happening, okay? But you have to be very, very careful and very, very discerning in this. Now, he goes on, Joe, to say, so whatsoever things are honest, okay? I would say, let's go directly to the judicial system in our country on this one here. We don't have an honest judicial system. This is one of the reasons I'm going to ask folks to have a pen and paper ready tonight. And it's very, very important that you do this. Again, one of the reasons that our country's in such bad shape, folks, is for many, many years, the very few of us have been doing all the work for the many. The many have sat back and let the few of us, you know, just...
They've been observers. They've been, like, watching the war from the sidelines, and it's gotten progressively worse, and it's like they use it, they watch it for almost like it's entertainment. Somebody
right.
else will fix it. Somebody else will come and do the work.
But, Joe, we're at a place, you know, where that we can no longer do that. We can no longer do that, okay?
Amen, yeah.
Now, one of the things, let me say about this here. I'm going to just say this here. You know, with this, here in Ohio, we had a plan B if with this issue one. Believe me, there was no way in the world that we lost the vote on that. There was no way. You had, Joe, out of 88 counties in Ohio, only 13 went for voting yes on this, on that issue one. Now, not only that, but we know for a fact that this the vote was rigged here in Ohio, and we know that come 2024 you're going to see things like you wouldn't believe. Okay, the Democrats, the Communist Party, and they are the Democratic Communist Party right now are very, very desperate, very desperate. Okay. They know, the leadership knows, if Trump gets back in and the people take back the country, they're going to hang. Now, here in Ohio, it's very, very important. See, listen to this, because, see, a lot of people don't know this, Joe, but I've known this for a long time. The legislators are supposed to legislate, okay? Now, the courts are supposed to adjudicate. See, there's
right.
a big difference between that. But what's happening, Joe, is we have these activist courts that are legislating from the bench.
Exactly.
And you have...
We have legislators who are letting Biden and his administration be the executive branch making laws and making big decisions they're not constitutionally authorized to make.
Well, you have big, big bucks that are going judge shopping. And that's happening right now today in Ohio. That's happening right now with planned predators, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, creeping, crawling purveyors of death in the world. Them and the ACLU, the Anti-Christian Liars Union, they are going shopping. Now, here's what we have to do, because, you see, our legislators, Joe, we've been talking to them, and listen to this. They understand that they're the ones that are supposed to be legislating and not these activist courts. So now here's what we're going to do here, Joe. I want the folks out there to get a pen and paper, and you don't have to be in the state of Ohio. You just have to call and say, because let me tell you why that is. What we do here can benefit you. If we can stop them here, and the state you're in can see that, look what we've done, they can do the same thing. They'll learn. And here's what I want you folks to do out there. Is to write down Matt Huffman. He is the Senate president. The Senate president, Matt Huffman, here in Ohio. And I'm going to give you a phone number. I'm going to do this again, bottom of the hour. It's very, very, very important. 614-466-7584. 614-466-7584. And you need to call and say, will you use your constitutional right to prevent the courts from stripping our pro-life laws, our inalienable rights? Please introduce the bill to protect our inalienable rights from the courts and stop the legislating from the bench. They're buying. Billionaires are buying whatever they want. And you legislators now, again, you need to start. Now, I'll give you every day a different one. A senator, maybe two, for you to call. Say, listen, remember, what does the opposition do, Joe? They just keep hitting us with evil, hitting us with evil, hitting us with evil. Now, the Bible says, be you a doer of the word, not just a hearer only, deceiving yourself. If you just hear it, if you're not doing it. The Bible says resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. Doing this is resisting tyranny, and this is what we need for you to do. So, again, his number, Matt Huffman, is 614-466-7584. And pass the bill to keep the courts from legislating from the bench. Now,
pass a bill or the bill?
The bill.
The bill. What's the title?
They don't have it yet. Number. They're talking about it, okay? But we have to
increase. Bill 2. Okay.
Right. Remember, you've got big money lobbying these people out there. There's big money lobbying them not to do it. They want as much abortion as possible, as much killing as possible, as much transgender mutilating of the children as possible, as much child sex trafficking as possible. That's what they're after, and we have to try to stop them. We have to fight with everything we have. Now, let's go back to the verse. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. Again, you see, we're not going to get justice. Look, folks, you better learn. We're living at a time here that just as the Lord Jesus said it would be, they're going to hate us because of our name, okay? Because we're his. And so, if we're going to have any justice at all, we're going to have to provide it for ourselves. And so we're not going to get it from the government. The government has corrupted. It's gone. We cannot expect any help. Okay? We have to be a thorn in their side, and we have to be persistent, and we have to put fire to their feet to make a move. And this is why tactical civics is so important, and we'll tell you more about that later. So, Joe, he goes, well, whatsoever.
Actually, we need a call to battle stations in, really, because too many people have been doing something else instead of running to the battle. We need to start telling everybody it's time for everyone to man the battle station. Somewhere there's a battle in your neighborhood, your county, your city, wherever you are. There's a battle you can get involved in, right?
Absolutely. That's why you should belong to the Liberty Council. That's why you should belong to the Tea Party. That's why you should belong to Tactical Civics. You're working as a group, and you don't feel like you're out there all alone where they can pick you off easily. And so, but you need to run. The Bible says, run with the horses, run to the battle. Now, let me go on with this verse here. So whatsoever things are pure, boy, I'm going to tell you, there's not a lot that's pure today in our society. Lovely. Okay. Whatsoever things are of a good report, and if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, you know, it's an interesting thing, too, because in that word, virtue is not exactly the way we use it. It means virility. In other words, if there's like a strong, energetic fight, use that strong, energetic fight. And so he goes on, Joe. Yeah, go ahead.
You skipped the word lovely. We years ago were explaining how look at your college campuses. They were tearing down beautiful art. putting up these big, ugly things that didn't quite have meaning, you know. Often they were big, gaudy statues that, you know, I wasn't sure what they were for representing. You see it at airports as you travel around the country. You see it at different college campuses. That was one of the goals on the 45 Goals of Communism in America, was to put up this big, ugly, meaningless art and, replacing things that were beautiful and lovely with what I would call garbage.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
And we've been talking about that for 25-plus years that I can remember. I'm getting old. I can only remember so far back.
Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Well, Paul was a doer of the word. He was an activist. He was, you know, he was not deceiving himself. He was a doer of the word before and after he was saved. Before he gave the devil his best, and after he got saved, he gave the good Lord
God
even more.
Best.
And so here now, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Well, you know, these folks, Paul was in prison. And, you know, sometimes it can be very difficult to minister to people in prison.
Right. This is a prison epistle.
Right. And people often never knew if you went to visit one of your friends, if you wouldn't end up being in there with him. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therein to be content. I know both how to be abased and how to be abound, everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Joe, you know that when you're in the heat of battle, when you go into battle, you're really not worrying about how much you have or what you don't have, right?
Right.
And this is basically, if you think about it, this life is too short to worry about material things. You know, you learn to, if God provides, great, enjoy it. If not, that's okay. You can get by without it. That's not what life is all about. That's not the important thing. So he says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Well, the things, what he's saying is that the things that we can do that God allows is because we're strengthened by Christ. None of us can do everything, can we? But sometimes I think there's folks out there that think that the few of us can do everything or should do everything, don't you think?
God gives everyone a talent. There's something you can do. So it's just a case of listening to the Lord and doing what he's called you to do. But just kind of backing up with this strength when he's, just as you finish that verse, sometimes you have to sleep on the hard ground. Sometimes you get a real soft bed. Sometimes you have a sumptuous meal, and sometimes you maybe have some jerky. And he said, you're content with whatever the situation is. God has provided. You still got a good night's sleep. You still put something in your belly. You still had something to, you know, you're thankful for what you have.
Okay, this next verse is what I'm going to be talking to the folks with right after the break. Notwithstanding, okay, you have well done that you did communicate with my afflictions. Now, that word communicate is not the same way that we use it. That word there means to share. That
share,
is financially, and, you know, with your time and everything. But that's what he's referring to. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did share with my afflictions. We'll be back after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud.
Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed a church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Our voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
All righty, we're back. And, folks, again, for you doers of the word out there, folks, you're either going to be a doer of the word or you're going to wish you had been. Now, we have given you the number for Senate President Matt Huffman. Matt Huffman, and that phone number was 614. That's his phone number was 614-466-7584. That's 614-466-7584. Now I'm going to give you Jason Stevens. Now you really need to get a hold of him, okay? He's not as conservative as he should be by any means, but he needs to hear from you. See, you're paying his salary. You are paying his salary, and you need to be very polite but very firm. You need to call his office and his phone number. Now, listen to me. It's very important that you do this. Heaven's under siege. Now, you're either going to stand up, resist tyranny, fight back, be obedient to the Lord, or you'll have all of eternity that wish you had done that. I'm not asking you to do this for me, folks. Listen. Joe and I, we've been around a good long time. We've lived a good life. We fought a good fight. Our grandchildren, you know, our children are grown. We have grandchildren, and you know, we'll be. But folks, you need to do this because, one, if you're a Christian, first of all, two, if you're an American, will you stand and will you fight to take your country back? This is Speaker of the House, Jason Stevens. Jason Stevens. His phone number is 614-719-6987. His phone number is 614-719-6987. You need to call him tomorrow. You need to call him tomorrow, folks, all of you out there, and say, listen, will you use your constitutional right and duty to prevent the courts from stripping our pro-life laws and our inalienable rights? Will you help us to stop these activist courts from legislating from the bench? Will you do your job, please? Introduce the bill, please. Go ahead and co-sponsor the bill to protect our inalienable rights from these courts. That's how Roe v. Wade got passed to begin with. The Congress was way too, they were too afraid. They didn't want to go out, so they got the corrupted courts to do it. And I mean corrupted. When I say corrupted, I mean corrupted. And so, folks, we will give you, every night we'll try to give you other senators and representatives to call. We got to keep this, we have to be like, the opposition is completely gnawing at us with evil. We got to completely gnaw at them with good. And so, there you go. And speaking about good, I'll tell you what's good. This coming Sunday night, Joe, this coming Sunday night, the Geauga County Right to Life Christmas concert. Now, Geauga County Right to Life has worked hard. These folks have worked so very hard. Like I said, over the years, they've been able to be a part of saving 24,000 babies. Worked very hard. All volunteers, never ever took any pay. Just put in their time, and they did the jobs that other people should be doing. And anyhow, they're going to have their concert. And now Pastor Steve and the good folks over there at the Chester Christian Center, they put on a tremendous concert. There's no admission fee. They're going to take a love offering. And what I'm going to do is pre-record my program so I can be there for the whole thing. I usually speak there every year and meet and greet folks coming in. And I really hope that you'll come out and take a stand for life with us. Do the right thing. And that's for you folks in Northeast Ohio. I don't expect you folks from California or Missouri to come. But those folks in Northeast Ohio, come on out here. And that's the Chester Christian Center at 11815. That's 11815 Chillicothe Road. That's Route 306 in Chesterland, Ohio. The zip is 44026 if you're going to use your little machine there to find us. So that's this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. This coming Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm hoping to see you there. We really need your support. Now, after saying that, Joe, too, this two things. This radio ministry here, we came up short this past pledge month. And I know the economy is not good. I really do know that. And I'm just going to say, folks, if there's any way you can send us a little extra help, because right now we really need it. We really do need it. And we fight like everything we have not to go off any more stations. We don't want to go off any more stations. And with the newsletter that had been growing, we were looking for this summer to actually go back on some stations. But here you go. If you could send us a little. Now, the newsletter is free. You really need to get the newsletter. We get so many good letters, people thanking us for that newsletter, how it saved them so much trouble in so many different ways. So you can get the newsletter by going to our website, wrwl.org, or just, sending us an email, and just saying, and please give us a very good address, your name and address, or just write us a little letter and make sure we get a very clear name and address, and we'll send you that newsletter. It won't cost you anything, and it'll help you keep you up on what's happening. Not only that, but you can take it, because a lot of you have people that are relatives and family that have been indoctrinated by the Communist Party, by the mainstream media, and you can take this and say, here's reality. Take a look at this. This has been verified, and a lot of people do that. Sometimes people run off 700, 800, 900 copies of our newsletters and hand them out. So anyhow, there you go. That's that. Now, one other thing, Joe, did you know this? what's the big news now is Mike Pence, he had made a statement at one of the events back in June of 2020 saying that he was not going to go to the certification after the election. He wasn't going to go there to certify this. Now, he changed his mind. He says he changed his mind because that was his duty. And he knew that the election was corrupted. Joe, let me ask you this. Was his duty to be honest? Was Mike Pence's duty to be honest? Was that his duty?
Yes. His duty to the people is to be honest with the American people. I mean, look at his position. Without honesty from our officials, what do we have?
And so what has been the results of Mike? He didn't do what he should have done. President Trump said, Mike, do the right thing. Do the right thing.
And he could have, and he would have been constitutionally correct.
And you had Josh Hawley from your state. You had a number of the congressmen and senators, Matt Gaetz and others.
Right, ready to testify, ready to give evidence.
Well, they were standing there holding. They were standing there holding the documentation right there in front of them, ready to. You're right. And Mike, all Mike had to do was do the right thing, honest and true. All he had to do is say, okay, I'll tell you what, I've got the ability, I've got the authority. I want to look at this. I want to take 10 days and look at the evidence before I make up my mind. He had an obligation to do that, okay? Now, they claim, well, no, he didn't really have the ability or the right to do that. Then let me ask you this. What was the first thing they did after the so-called certification? They passed legislation from now on saying, hey, that the speaker does not have the right to do the right thing. He's got to do it.
Yeah, if the speaker didn't have the right to do it, they would not have had to pass a bill taking the right away from the speaker, right?
Absolutely.
We used to call that logic in the old days, didn't we?
Yeah, well, again, it's like there's a continuing insulting of our intelligence, like it never stops. Speaking of that, insulting our intelligence, flashback video. Nancy Pelosi's filmmaking daughter, Alexandra Pelosi, caught on tape refuting January 6th narrative, admitting on tape that January 6th protesters, the protest was not an insurrection, and that the D.C. courts are biased. So here, they got her on tape doing that. Now, the video was originally posted at the Gateway Pundit all the way back in February. We noticed that it was once again making the rounds this weekend, so we decided to reposit with context. Thanks to January 6th defendant who gave us this footage. It was widely known that Nancy Pelosi's daughter Alexandra produced an HBO documentary on January 6th, 2021 protest and riots in Washington, D.C. In October of 2022, CNN released never-before-seen footage of Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021. The two people who refused to call in the National Guard prior to the day and during the rioting. The footage on January 6th inside the U.S. Capitol was filmed by Nancy's daughter, Alexandra. Nancy's son-in-law was outside during the protest filming the so-called insurrection. Never mind, he goes on, the skipped over moments and footage like when police started launching flashbangs into the crowd. A little after 1 p.m. It shows you right that in the film. Nancy had a camera crew at the U.S. Capitol as if she knew it was going to be a historic day. It was quite a coincidence, wasn't it?
And they were right where certain things happened. I mean, you had originally the police, or at least people dressed as police, waving the people in, come on in, the doors are open. Somebody had opened the doors, and they were waving them in. They took down barriers. They waved the people in. And it was shortly after that, all of a sudden, the flashbang goes off, and the crowd gets a little riotous. It's almost like this whole thing was a complete setup. Camera crews were there ready. The FBI had its stooges and plants all over the place. They've never denied it. They will not talk about it. We can't get the truth. I mean, this was the biggest setup that I've ever seen in my life.
And there was never before released video of Nancy Pelosi's daughter admitting to a January 6th defendant that the insurrection narrative was absolute nonsense, and that Washington, D.C. was so biased, it was too biased to hold fair trials for Trump supporters. In the video below, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra, is meeting with a January 6th defendant. She wanted desperately to be in her sham documentary. It was a meeting with this same J6 defendant and his attorney. Alexander Pelosi asked the defendant numerous times to participate. He politely declined. The Gateway pundit reached out to the January 6th defendant in his video to confirm the details to the recording. Alexander Pelosi agreed to be recorded by the defendant. In this video, Alexandria Pelosi is on camera saying many very shocking things. She mocks the idea that January 6th was an insurrection and admits that D.C. is so biased, way too biased to hold fair trials, and that January 6thers would be found guilty if their cases were handled, or would not be found guilty if their cases were handled anywhere else other than there in D.C. How about that? So this
district
is
of corruption.
That's exactly what it is, the absolute district of corruption. All right, you got some articles. Go for it.
Well, one of the big things is lately Biden and his people have been on radio, television, and they're putting out ads about how great Bidenomics is and how things are so much better.
Yeah,
again,
boy, are they.
It's one of the biggest lies out there. You see, folks, the basic truth is inflation at a point a couple of years ago hit 18-19%. And yes, they've brought this slowly down, but the thing they don't tell you is that inflation stayed in the prices, and the speed at which inflation is increasing has been going down, but it's still going up each month. It's still increasing from where it was. And now we have a couple of economists have put together at Newsmax an article I want to share. The cost of living squeeze is robbing you Americans of about 20% of your income, and inflation at a rate that has not been seen for over 40 years. And some people out there, some of you, have kind of figured out that prices are not coming down. You know, it basically is costing about $20 more to buy the same goods and services that you could buy in 2020. We know that housing is way up. Rents are 20% higher than they were. Mortgages over 42%. Food is up in the past 3 years, 32%. See, it hasn't gone down, folks. The inflation rate, how quickly the food is rising, is going down, but the cost of food is 32% more. In fact, if you have a four-person household, in 2020 you spent about $238 a week for food. Today you're spending $315 plus change. Groceries are up over 25%, electricity up over 25%, natural gas over 29%, used cars 35% more expensive, your auto insurance is 33% higher, your ground beef is 34% higher, restaurants are charging at least 32% more than they did and child care has gone up 32%. It's now costing most people about $10,800 at the end of 2022. That's when we got the last figures. And something you don't, you see but you don't, the employer sponsored health care, you know, the insurance that you pay, it's gone way up, costing 40, you know, way more, and it's causing about 40% of the American population to delay health care or skip a procedure because of the cost. So if you look at things, with the incomes gone up, but because of inflation, you've actually had an increase of only 6.6%, has been your increase in your income. So while they tell you how great Bidenomics is, we have Ken Griffin. I don't know if you have heard of him, but he is the founder of Citadel, one of the big hedge fund founders, one of the real brilliant men out there in the economic world. And he has come out in several places and said, warning that this inflation could persist for decades, the way the government is spending their money, because many of these things they're spending it on has, you know, money that will have to be paid each and every year in the next few years. And this huge deficit we have. And he is warning we're going to see higher prices on almost everything, and with our budget deficit. And he's warning people to be prepared and to, you know, it's time we got rid of the people that are spending money that we do not have. You as a family, you cannot spend 20% more than you make, and yet the federal government is spending 20% more than it's taking in, and it's doing it. And at some point, somebody's got to pay the piper. It happens in inflation. Things are coming due. And it's time for you to get mad out there. Too many people on the sidelines being observers. This is your world that's being ruined. This is your nation that's being destroyed. This is your economy that's going down the toilet. It's your children's education that's turning into a communist brainwashing system. And the only people who can correct the problem are you, the American citizen. And until you get mad, nothing will change. Until you decide to fight and join us in the battle, not a thing will change. Right, Pastor?
Right. And again, we just mentioned, you know, the different ways, you know, and I want to start, too, the most important part, I believe, of course, the most important thing that anyone could do is to get saved. If you're not saved, if you're living in your sin, unsaved, well, nothing else is going to matter. But after that, you need to find yourself a good, strong church with a pastor that is bold as a lion, because you know that if God has put him in there, he will be as bold as a lion. Okay. Then you work within that church to work with other churches the same way. We stand. Remember what Ben Franklin said: if we either stand together or surely we will hang separately.
Separately. Yep.
Right, folks. You need to be out there. You've got Liberty Councils. You've got the Tea Parties. You've got Tactical Civics. All of these things. We're working together now. We're joining all of those things together with the pro-life, pro-family movements, to work as one body. Now, and then you remember this. Always remember, the opposition are completely lawless. The Democratic Party is completely corrupt. There's nothing in it at all that has not been corrupted. It's totally corrupted. You can expect them. You can expect election fraud. You can expect voter fraud. You can expect complete corruption. So, and you have to work like this is what you're up against. And how do you overcome evil? You overcome evil with good. With good.
Good. Exactly.
Good works. Good works overcomes evil works. But you have to be a doer of the word. A doer of the word. Not just a hearer. A doer of the word. You no longer can sit back and say, well, you know, let's let the activists do it. You can't do that, because there's fewer and fewer of us out there today you've got to run to this battle. You've really got to run to this battle. And so now that's why it's so important for this radio ministry here, because in 50 years, we've never one time compromised. Today, everywhere you turn, you're being betrayed. You're being betrayed. Ask yourself this. How is your economy? You look at the NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, you look at them, they're telling you the economy's not bad. I was just listening today, saying how, yeah, there's this great shopping and how the economy is just really taking off, how this was a really good season and for business. That's baloney. Folks, you know, the vast majority of people out there are only one or two paychecks away from going totally broke. And now Obama's bringing in, and Obama and Joe Obama, you're going to have illegal aliens knocking at your door telling you, hey, you know what? You're supposed to give me a place to live. What belongs to you belongs to me. This is, you know, so you need to get into this fight. You need to get into this fight right now. And so, and that's why this radio program is so important. That's why we need your support. Now, we never usually ask, bringing up in between pledge weeks, but the last pledge week, because of the bad economy, we did not do that well. We will fight with our last breath. In 50 years, we've never, not one time ever, compromised. But we need your help. And we've always been there, too. For people out there that have come to us for help, we've never, ever turned them down. We've always been there to help those that were in need. And we need your help out there right now. So if you can help us a little more, what's right, what's left, just go to our website, wrwl.org. And we've got a battle ahead. As far as we're concerned, it ain't over with till we win. We're coming up to a break.
We will continue to tell you the truth. We will continue to be the watchman on the wall, warning you about things coming. And, like, well, I don't know. I don't quite have time. I've got some good news tonight. But I'll wait till a little later in the program.
All right. We're going to be coming up to a break, and then we're going to play a clip. And this is a very interesting one because this guy that's going to be in this clip makes a lot of sense if you listen carefully to him. So I would do that. And then we're going to go back and we're going to keep going. Maybe we'll open the phone lines if we have time a little early, take some calls tonight. So, again, we have so much to do, and we're looking for the Lord's imminent return. All right, we will be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. Much more to come. Much more.
Fight the fight. Take the stand. Fight the lie. Feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.